Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting second, the center fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting third, the right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth, the catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roger Nelson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Roger Nelson. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third, the first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting 7th, the catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting 8th, the shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Scholl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scholl strikes out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball four. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to second. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Muser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Scholl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scholl is 0-for-1 in the game. Scholl takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spezio moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 0 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonson strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly is attempting to get to third. There's the throw from Kirkpatrick, and Kelly is out. Here's the throw to get Morales attempting to get home. He's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Dick Allen pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Muser steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Allen now playing first base. Jim Little now playing center field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. Nelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Rojas moves to third. Hobley moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Cy Acosta now pitching. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Cy Acosta. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Schall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.